Look in that curse book. Find out what it says is connected to and go after that strong man. It's a very good book. Go after the root. Go after how did that devil get in there? What curse is this? What thing is this? What behavior is this? Go after it, guys. But you get, and I got to say, this is why Irene got so free. She really did this. I mean, she did it before we were even teaching it. When she started recognizing it wasn't who she was, she talked to that devil in her like it wasn't her, but it was some intruder who wasn't staying long. I mean, I've seen devil. She used to have this religious spirit where she'd jump around and dance all this stuff, and it wasn't real. And so the music would start. That devil wouldn't dance. You ain't dancing. You are not dancing here. You are not using my body to dance in this place. That thing was trying to go in her. And then say, you better leave. You better leave. You don't fit in. She goes, you want to leave? We're not leaving. And I would watch every. She'd sit there. She'd plan herself. You're going to listen to this. You're going to listen. You're listening to this because your days remember. And she began to separate herself from it. And one night, I'll never forget, we were all in the presence of God in this awesome time, just a party, Holy Ghost time. And at the very end of it, here's Irene. Irene, are you okay? I'm getting out of here. That thing wanted me out of here a long time ago. I'm leaving now because it's over. But I'm going to tell you what, it's not me. And I was like, whoa. She goes, I made it sit right there, and it has been trying to torment me because I stayed. You know what she decided? This thing's not me, and I got authority over it, and it's not going to act like this anymore. Until God gave her the roots, God showed her the issues, God gave her memories from her past that brought this stuff in, until the thing had no power. I'm going to tell you, if you don't have that tape, Agreement with the Son, you ought to get it. Because I know the faith movement, a lot of times you hear it talked more like a name it, claim it. Don't think of it as name it, claim it. Think of it as agree with God. That's a lot easier. That doesn't have the greed part on it. Okay? Not that all the people believe name it, claim it is greed. We are supposed to believe the promises of God, and we're supposed to declare them for ourselves. For some of you, this is really new revelation, which is kind of funny if you've been this for a while. You mean I'm supposed to believe the Bible? No, God actually just wrote it because he had nothing else to do. Satan loves that. That was put together by man. No, it wasn't. Man's not this smart. And there are no mistakes in here. And it's only by revelation. If you want to intellectually understand this, you can't. Because the devil's not going to get authority using this word. But when you begin, you go to God and you ask him to show you, he will, just like he's showing us tonight. This is powerful for what we're talking about. But many of you read these scriptures and read these scriptures and never saw them for really the keys to getting free from addiction. He says, what the law, we're in verse 8:3, what the law could not do because of the weakness of human nature, God did, sending his own son in the same human nature as any sinner to be sacrificed for sin, condemning sin in that human nature. This was that the law's requirements are fully satisfied in us as we direct our lives. Now, here we go, folks. As we direct our lives, not by our natural inclinations, but by the Spirit. Those who are living by the natural inclinations have their minds on the things of the human desires. Once again, that's why you lose. If you were living like the world, acting like the world, shopping like the world, cussing like the world, thinking like the world, entertaining your mind on the things of the world, then your human desires are going to rule in your life. But if you are led by the Spirit, and you truly let God renew your mind, and you continue to go to meetings and get excited about the things of God and listen to tapes and go through altar calls and spend time with God and listen to praise music, if you change your whole life, when you've walked with God for a while and this is real in your life, sin isn't even an issue. You think so different than the world. That's how we're supposed to be. But it doesn't mean if you're new at that, then praise God. Just do what you know as you're learning and ask God to make you hungry to read the Word. I used to be a Christian, and I didn't know you're supposed to read the Bible. I heard somebody talk about Jesus like he was real, and I thought, wow. And it was a Baptist, and I thought, wow, they act like they know him. Well, I didn't make a doctrine to say they were demonized. I just decided if they can know him, I can know him. So I sat down and said, okay. Like, I want to know you. And all of a sudden, I just want to encourage you, because people hear from all different walks. Get hungry for God and believe his word. No matter, you may be here and you're like, well, gosh, I don't even know if I am born again. Okay, you don't have to do a big fancy thing. To be born again, you just have to believe that Jesus Christ is who the Bible says he is, that he is the only begotten Son of the Father, that he lived a sinless life, that he died for your sins, that he rose again in bodily form, like he's not in the grave. He really came up from the grave. He rose again, and he is now seated in heaven with the Father, ever praying for us. All you have to do is believe that, and believe that he had to die for your sins, and ask him into your heart. That's it. And then the Bible says, confess it to somebody. If you're born again, you can't shut up about him, unless you have some major bondage. Because he really comes in and changes things. And he says, if you really get that revelation, and then you're excited about growing and changing, don't let fear stop you. If it's in, you know, I decided a long time ago, this is how I grew in God. I was just ignorant enough to decide I was going to believe everything the Bible said. Way back when nobody's preaching it, I thought, well, you know, I'm going to believe it. God, I asked you to make yourself real to me, and you did. So I'm going to believe it. And I remember, and I still do this, I put my hand on it and I say, I want this. Before I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was reading about it. I didn't know what it was. I said, God, I want this if I don't have it. And boom, within 3 days, whoo, it happens. I asked God, I said, Lord, man, these people cast demons out of people. I think I ought to do this. I do. And man, Lord, they lay hands on the sick and they're healed. I want that. I want you to have it for you. And then I've learned and matured and all this to know it's not me, it's him doing it through me. So I can have all that's in there. God wants you tonight to just really know that you no longer have to live that defeated life. That there is no condemnation in Christ. That you can make that free will choice to go after God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your body. Let him totally change you. Let him do it. You can't do it. That's what this was saying, folks. And do these things he's talking about doing. Let me go on with this a little bit because this is too good.